Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Aaron Murray stopped by yesterday. We'll react to some of the things he told us in regards to the Dogs as we gear up for the college football season. How excited are you, by the way, for the season to get ready, man? I'll get started, Mike.
I'm jacked up, man, like everybody else. Can't wait. I know I was just talking at the end of the show yesterday, clearing our throat. Talking about things I've heard from a buddy of mine who's a big booster for Georgia Tech and how excited he is. He thinks that some of the younger players are going to be major contributors for Brent Key. And I think, man, imagine if we're talking about Georgia Tech sniffing a chance at getting that playoff in the postseason. Can you imagine?
Awesome.
Or getting up there to Charlotte for the ACC championship. We'll talk about that. But, yeah, and look, this is going to be a wild year. I think it's going to be a lot of unpredictable games and outcomes. And, I mean, that Tech, I just can't wait for that Texas-Ohio State. I'm going to be in Tallahassee.
You.
Getting ready for Bama at Florida State and watching that noon start. Still can't believe of all the games this year, that's a noon game, but that's what Fox wants and they're getting it.
Yeah, it is, again, the reigning national, defending national champions. They lost a lot to the NFL. Texas has a rebuilt O-line. We'll dive more into this as we get closer, but this is the biggest game to start the season. It's not the biggest game of the year because there is no buildup like we might have to Texas, Georgia, who maybe both teams are undefeated when Texas comes to Athens. We'll see what happens. But I will say this, either team, whoever loses that game, doesn't kill their hopes or dashes their hopes for a national championship. Texas could get in with one loss to Ohio State easily, especially if Ohio State stays highly ranked, which they probably will, or vice versa. It'll look worse because Ohio State's at home, but this doesn't hurt either one of these teams in the long run of getting in the playoff.
But you never know. I mean, I don't think any coach is comfortable with two losses and feeling, hey, you know, then we get into that argument, what if Texas has two losses and rematches with Georgia if they lose in Athens and has a rematch in the SEC championship game where Sarkisian has never beat Georgia?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just busting your chops, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, because the two-loss thing, this is the loss, right? There are two losses potentially on their schedule, real talk. At Ohio State and then at Georgia, when you talk about almost at the end of the season, that's third game to the end of the season. The A&M game should be, which is the last game of the season, Mike, but I don't know what the A&M is going to look like at that point. If they live up to the expectation, then it could be. But those are the two games. Mike, that should beat the crap out of San Jose State and UTEP and Sam Houston. At Florida, okay, you're watching the SEC any given Saturday day.
Aaron Murray just told us DJ Lagway thinks the best quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in college, if not the number one in the SEC.
Well, and this is their opportunity to prove it. So, like, I'm looking at their schedule, and I do see potential two losses on it. But even with that, I don't see Texas not getting into the college football playoff.
By the way, every time you say A&M, I just can't get those images out of my head of the very goofy cheer.
Yale leaders?
Again, I would say cheerleaders, the Yale leaders. Come on, Aggies. Let's get just very strange. Every time I see those videos, I'm like, wow, that's very strange.
August 23rd, man, it starts. Iowa State, Kansas State, right. And I'm locked in. By the way, two top 25 teams, if you're wondering. I mean, both are in the top 25, so it should be a good start to the football season, college football season. All right, Day-Day, man, what's going on? What's on your mind today?
All right, man. First off, I do want to give a quick shout out to Adrian Williams. He's a former Washington Bulldogs quarterback. Ran into him at the store, and he was like, "Hey, man, I know you. I remember you. You interviewed me when I was a quarterback at Washington."
Wow.
And he was like, you know, that really was a big deal for me because, you know, no one ever really does that. So or did that for us back then. And I was like, awesome, man. That's pretty cool. So really cool moment there. That happens from time to time. I'll go places and run into some kids or parents. And they say, "Hey, yeah, you talk to my kids." So just wanted to give him a shout out. And like you mentioned earlier, shout out to the high school football season. It's here. It's underway. Big congrats to Prince Avenue. They defeated Callaway last night. And then Kale defeated South Paulding. And tonight it's Hebron Christian in North Atlanta. And then Douglas Astros at West Forsyth as the Corky Kale Classic continues. So
Saturday, man. And we mentioned this, guys. St. Pius, Dunwoody, McEachern, Walton, that is, Brookwood versus Houston. This thing is loaded to start the season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And what's crazy is tonight, the big game is actually Buford and Milton.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
At that new stadium. So
it opens tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So it's here, man.
Coach Applin, man.
Yeah. Coach App.
Coach At.
All right. So, all right, guys, real quick, as we get ready for the tour championship next week, because you guys have been talking about that, I wanted to see if you guys heard about this story in regards to the rising cost of country club memberships and just to get your thoughts on it. And I mean, it's fascinating. You're seeing country clubs initiation fees. This isn't even their annuals. Initiation fees go up by $50,000 in some cases. According to the story, this is on Front Office Sports if you want to check it out. But basically what happened was the interest in golf spiked because of COVID, because what they found was people were looking for their third place. It was home, work, where else can I go to be social? They were looking for that third social place, and golf courses and country clubs kind of became that place because it was like where people felt the most, where they could get the most of, you know, socializing, things of that nature. But this cost, man, I mean, it's ridiculous, the amount of money. Like,
I'll say hello, by the way. Good to visit with you today. Can I call you today? Golf. I don't want to hear this whinging about golf memberships. As you're paying a premium. Down at the Seaside Golf Course, Carl, we don't feel that $100,000 a year is too much.
Do you get the tee times when you want them?
On demand.
And are the wives allowed to...
I've got a golf cart with a loo in it.
I understand that. Are the wives allowed to be out there with you guys?
Wife number two doesn't play yet, just yet. She plays tennis.
Wife number two?
Well, I had to upgrade. We talked about this. Come on. Today, we know what's happening here. Women do depreciate. Oh, how they depreciate, Carl.
It's day-day. What are you
What's
call-
that now?
It's day-day.
Anyway, as I said, I say, we moved on from Kendall, and I hope she's doing well. I believe she's moved on with her personal trainer. My advice, by the way, to you men is don't let your wives have a personal trainer.
Can I ask you something,
yes,
Armstead?
Sir.
Armstead, how much do you pay her a month?
What's that?
The first wife.
First up, two words, if I may, just real quick. Prenup. Everyone should have one. Again, my brother Whitney, he is an attorney.
Yes.
And Whitney?
It was my second, from my father's second marriage to Caroline, but I digress. A good man. He went to Pace's Academy. He was at the
Paces?
Lexus level for many years. No, this is something. It was Pace Academy. It's an inside joke in our family today, please. How dare you?
Day-day, that is. So are you not paying her anything?
Well, she has a stipend.
Oh, okay.
The judge did say there was a quality of life she was used to, so she gets a pittance of $10,000 a month.
Okay, I just wondered if that
and not
was,
a penny more.
Well, I was just wondering if that was affecting the golf dues.
Now, again, her lawyer did try for the house. Good luck. Fat but chance.
I
told Bruce Hagen, pound sand.
But no, wanted to get you all's thoughts on this and these costs. Like, are you surprised by the amount? Like, for example, Rancho Santa Fe Country Club in California.
Love you, Bruce.
Bruce is not a divorce attorney, by the way. That's just an inside joke amongst our friends.
Hiked its initiation fee from $75,000 to $100,000.
Right. Well, hey, let's take it down to the working man. Canongate Golf. You guys are ripping people off where I live down there, man. That stuff ain't cheap. I just got the bill. And I haven't even played. My wife plays 4 days a week. Well, not maybe 3 days a week. Carl sometimes four. I'm telling you, man, day-to-day, it ain't cheap. Carl and I were talking about this. Wherever you retire to, mm-hmm. if you're planning on moving somewhere else,
jeez.
I looked at it in Naples. I told my wife, I go, I may just be sitting on the beach, okay? You may work till you're 80 to pay for the golf membership.
Yeah.
I mean day-to-day's right. It is what my father always said it was. It's a rich man's game, and with the cost of everything going up these days, Carl, it's up the yin-yang.
Yeah, look, I've been a member of various clubs in town, and I will tell you they've all gone up.
Oh, Carl Rich.
They've all, stop it. They've all,
first off, nationally syndicated.
They've all gone up.
This man is a cash cow for the organization.
they've all gone up. And I'll say this. I told this to Day Day. And Mike, you can attest to this because you guys, I think, moved during the pandemic.
Right.
Pandemic changed this.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the pandemic, okay, you had a lot of people who like golf, maybe into it every now and then.
Right.
Pandemic, people lost their minds and they were like, I need to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
And what
the
happened
perfect
was
socially distanced activity, yeah.
Correct. And what happened was you had people dive into golf like never before, and all these country clubs were like, ha, 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 rates just went up.
Mm. Right.
And they actually, many of them, you know who I'm talking about, took on more members than they should have because
uh-oh.
The money was being raked in, mm-hmm. and the fees and the initiation fees and all this stuff was going up, but people were willing to pay it because they didn't know how long the pandemic was going to last.
Right.
And they wanted to be outside, and then more people took up golf. That's when things fundamentally changed. Then what happened as we got out of that, everybody stayed because they enjoyed it. And now they are taking advantage of this. Now, again, you're talking about the high-end, highfalutin
right.
clubs.
Mm.
But Mike and I, we're just talking about these should be working dudes clubs
and
that we're talking about.
Right.
That the dues are way more expensive than what you guys probably imagine they are.
And my thing is, now I joke around about Canada, like some great people that we know that work there and run it. But it's just like if you're playing golf, for instance, golf courses have work done during the course of the season.
What's up, JB?
When you have one of your two courses, you can't play, Carl. First world problems, but still.
Yes.
Why I love Canongate is it's a working man's golf course. We meet so many listeners out there mm-hmm. from Fairburn, Tyrone, from Noonan, you know, from Fayetteville. You know, and there's different levels of the club. You know, some are fancier than others.
Right.
But to me, it's like, man, it's this stuff ain't cheap. And then you get into how are we ever going to see the second Tiger Woods when, you know, the average Joe can't afford it. And not to mention the lessons and everything that comes with youth sports for any sport,
yeah.
let alone golf.
Yeah, and to mention also the waiting list for some of these clubs
well,
are
that's
like
the
10
other thing.
Years. Like,
that's
the other issue. Yeah.
So I'll tell you a quick story. A friend of mine has a guy that's a member. You know, he's the guy that does the memberships.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, why don't you come over to our club? It's great. And we're talking, and he says, I'm going to have my guy call you. And he calls me, and I'm not mentioning any names. I'm not telling you where this is. But the guy calls me, and we're talking on the phone. And the guy goes, hey, I talked to John. And John was like, yeah, look, we'd love to have you. Come on over. I said, okay, so what are we talking about? And he said, and I'm not lying to you, well, the initiation fee is $30,000. That's before I've even played a round
right.
of golf.
And this is, I mean, we.
And I said,
right.
where are we? Is this Peachtree? Where am I playing?
Piedmont Driving Club?
Yeah. Where, is this the standard club? Like, right. where am I playing? And the point is, if you can get it, and they're getting it, Day-Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's Day-Day. If they can get it, then they're getting it.
Yeah, you're right. All right, guys.
By the way, my attorney plays at the Standard Club.
Of course he does.
All right, here we go.
I do enjoy playing there.
It's nice. Time, guys. It's time.
The day.
Coming up.
All right, the market is open, guys.
Right,
you've had your eyes on the Falcons for quite some time now.
Yeah.
Here, during training camp. Stock higher, lower, no movement. We'll start off with Chris Blair.
Even. I mean, he's slightly up, Carl. He's up a little green, maybe like a point, half a point.
All right.
I mean, because there's too much competition in that position right now, unfortunately.
Carl,
stock up. I don't know if the stock is up enough for him to capture a job,
mm-hmm.
and I say that because what he's vying for. We talked about him with special teams. I think that's where he's ultimately going to end up helping us.
Right.
I don't think he's going to get that fourth or fifth spot at wide receiver, right. but stock up.
All right, Rook Arororo.
Yeah, man, he's up an eighth, Carl. Yeah, give him some credit. I've seen him pop a little bit. Can't wait to see. That's why, you know, we really wanted to see this scrimmage with the Tennessee Titans, and I thought Rook popped a little bit, so I think his stock is up.
Yeah, I do too. Look, I'm higher on Rook. Again, I use this word, and guys, you're going to be like, oh, no, Dukes, I don't see it. I need him to be more disruptive, but Mike and I saw one play that is a microcosm of what we think he can be mm-hmm. against the Titans offensive line, where he just destroys this guy, pushes him in the backfield, they get a loss on the down, and I think that's what we need to see more of. But again,
Are we focused solely on Rook? I don't know. I think his stock is up. Coaches said high things about him. I mean, the coaches talked about
him. They're loving it. So, again, it's always a little bit more difficult to gauge the interior defensive line play, even in a scrimmage like we saw. But he's doing good.
All right. Brandon Dorlus.
Yeah, stock up, man. This is a guy that we said, where does he fit in the pecking order with all the stuff that they added? But I think all of a sudden Brandon Dorlus is a guy that, you know, because remember we said the second year guys have got to pop because we never got to see much of them last year. I like it. Yeah, stock's up big time.
I agree. Was it with the first preseason game, Mike, where he was he calls the fumble? I think he calls it.
He was in on everything last week.
Yeah, man, stock up. Maybe he's found it. Maybe it's clicked for him. I'm going to say stock up too.
Fourth round pick from Oregon. For those who don't remember,
that's right, Ray McLeod.
Yeah, I'll go stock up because in the absence of Darnell Mooney, we've seen Ray McLeod connect on a couple of touchdowns in 11-on-11 on Falcons, and also the big fracas that started yesterday, the fourth fight, was Ray getting open and making things happen. He's a speed burner. You wish he had a little bit more size, but yeah, stock's up for Ray.
Me too. Look, I think he's going to play a bigger role if Darnell Mooney doesn't start the season. And I think he's up to the task. Even if Darnell starts the season, Mike, I think they are going to incorporate Ray a little bit more. Again, slot guy, right? You use him third downs. But Ray's, man, he's shown he's got really good hands. Stock up for me.
All right, last one, and you guys better be nice to my guy. Kyle Pitts.
Even. Stock is flat right now, okay? Yesterday, he was certainly helping out. Mm-hmm. He had a nice – we talked about the rollout against the Titans where it looked like Pettis improvised and Pitts was there. He can be the hero. He can step in. I know he's not Darnell Mooney's speed car, but he should be such a vital weapon. And you could say, hey, he makes up for the loss of Mooney if Zach dials him up. Just don't know if they're going to do that.
I'll go stock up. He caught a touchdown in the red zone in the 7-on-7, I think 11-on-11 too yesterday.
That was a pretty catch.
It was. Guys, I think he's having fun. And Mike and I...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've talked about this. I hope it translates to the season. Kyle is smiling and enjoying himself and clowning around with his boys. I'm going to give him a little bit more. I'm going to say stock up on this. I feel Mike on the even because it's not like every practice is going, damn!
Right. Mm.
That's we're not doing that every practice, but I'm going to say stock up.
All right, good deal, man. That's all I got for you guys, man. Thank y'all for participating.
No problem today. Coming up!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.